Yo. DDP.
It's always that.
And the 312. This one's a little special. We got the All-Star weekend here in Chicago in the 312. And then we're going to, you know, kind of briefly talk about the All-Star game that's going to happen this weekend. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't think I can hear you.
No?
That's all right. Yeah, I can hear you, just okay. Not through my
You can
headphones.
Hear me, but you can't hear me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's fine.
No, but like I said, we're back for another episode this week. Today is a day before Valentine's Day, too.
Oh.
Hopefully y'all got, I don't know if y'all got any special plans. If not, be my Valentine, fellas.
You already got it. Right.
It's a date, Dean. It's a date.
For sure.
That's why I'm over right now. Celebrating early.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot to celebrate. All right, well, thanks for coming up, fellas. As always, I got Pat to my left, and I got Dean to my right.
What it do?
What up?
How's everybody
Don't
doing?
Forget about Brownie.
Oh, Brownie under the table.
Yeah, always.
Thank you.
Chewing on something. Oh, he's eating the teddy bears. Oh, no, never mind. It's not the ass. Oh, maybe it is. I don't know.
It is the ass. It is.
No, it's his
oh, is it the head? Oh.
Oh.
It's the head of the ass.
The rib? That works, too. That
yeah.
works too. So having his own little Valentine's
It's all good. Right it's all good.
We love
him a
Brownie.
Nice RJ.
We love Brownie.
All right.
Yeah, all right is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll you know, go ahead and just break down a little bit and have a little bit of a All-Star weekend preview. We'll go ahead and take a look at each competition we're going to be watching this weekend, such as dunk contest, obviously, three-point competition. We got the skills challenge, celebrity, which Pat will actually be working.
He'll be the...
I will be there.
Referee.
Yes. And he's
that'd be the game to be the ref for. You don't have to do anything.
Wait, so who's the coaches against Stephen A. and Michael Wilbon?
Yeah.
Who's the players?
I mean, we could go over that, too. I don't
I mean,
know
I just want to know.
There's a decent amount of, like, well-known people.
Anybody you like? Well, look at the anybody you're looking forward to seeing.
Gotta pull it up.
Yeah,
pull up.
I got pulled up right here. I know there's gonna be like number of athletes or at least former
athletes.
Yeah.
Common. Chicago.
Okay.
He's gonna
That's
be
cool.
there.
That'll
Bad
be cool.
Bad Bunny, one of the biggest reggaeton
music artists.
He was artists.
In it like last year too. I think.
Common.
Yeah. Oh, no. Cool. Bad Bunny.
Oh, was he? Really
Common will be so. Cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah, Common. That is cool for Chicago.
And then also Hannibal Buress. I believe he's also, he did some work in Chicago previously, I think. He's got some kind of relation to Chicago.
I mean, he's a comedian, so he's always here.
True. Kane Brown.
He's a country singer. Yeah, he's good.
John Batiste.
I don't know who that is.
He's a musician, band leader of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I don't know who he is. Alex Moffat. I'm sure I'm butchering his name. Jose Andres, who's a chef.
There's no Aaron Sanchez this year.
Who?
There was a chef named Aaron Sanchez.
What the hell?
Was that last year?
Last year or 2 years ago or something. It was funny.
He was broke.
What else?
He was chucking up.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Chucking up bricks.
And it
like
makes
the,
sense.
Like the Aaron Sanchez
yeah,
that we know.
Fits with his name.
And then we got Famous Los. He's a comedian. Jadena, an artist. Chelsea Gray. Oh, WNBA player.
Oh, yeah.
And then Quentin Richardson, a former
yeah,
NBA
cool.
legend.
Okay, that'll be cool.
Him.
Oh, wow, it says NBA
He's
legend.
He's all Chicago. He went to
NBA
DePaul
legend?
Too.
I don't know about that.
Wow,
but
he's well known in the NBA.
He was in that
yeah.
term
not
lately.
Legend.
No.
No, he's not legend, no. In this city, he's a legend, I'd say.
In Chicago?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, with DePaul.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, he's all Chicago.
Okay.
He went to Whitney Young, too, I think.
Makes a lot of sense, then. Okay. Well, I guess we could say Chicago legend, NBA
yes.
legend.
All right, that's Team Wilbon.
Yep. Team Stephen A. I'll let you take over, Pat.
Oh, I guess. I'm taking over. Stephen A. He's got...
This lineup's a little... I think a little better.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stephen
top A. heavy, I think.
Stephen
oh, yeah,
A.
You're
right. First one, Chance the Rapper. Not too surprising.
That'll be cool.
I feel like
Chance.
He's not going to be good at basketball.
No,
I
don't think he is
it.
Either.
I don't see it.
I don't see it.
Quavo? Quavo's pretty decent, actually.
Yeah,
he's
Quavo
a, he's
can
a decent
ball.
Athlete.
He
yeah.
can ball.
Taylor Bennett, so Chance's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Another artist. LaRoyce Hawkins. An actor from Chicago PD. Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
Anthony Adams. That'll be funny.
That'll be Spice. Good. Spice?
Spice, baby.
Spice is not bad.
Yeah, I mean.
He can ball.
Yeah, why not?
He's an athlete.
Yeah, he is. Mark Lazary, the owner of the Bucks.
You said
he's pretty solid. He's an old man, but he's got some skill.
He's got the old man game.
He's got the fundamentals, yeah.
Yes. Mid-range jumper's probably solid.
No doubt.
Ronnie 2K. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Caitlin Ohashi, gymnast.
Is she the one from either USC or UCLA? I'll have to look her up. I think she's like one that had the perfect score. But go ahead.
Nice. Lorel Howery. Don't know who that is either.
Lorel. Oh, why does this sound so familiar?
I don't know.
All right, we'll have to look him up too.
I should really know how to see. Yeah, Asia Wilson. I knew that. WNBA player.
Uh-huh.
And then Darius Miles.
Okay. So
NBA legend again, apparently.
Sure.
That's what they put it under the category as
NBA legend.
I don't know about that.
Come on, Bleacher Report.
They're using it a little too lightly.
Yeah, exactly. But Darius Miles was fun to watch.
Is he from
Chicago too?
Maybe.
Probably.
He was a high flyer, wasn't he, if I remember that correctly?
He tried to do a between the legs dunk on a fast break once, and he missed it.
Is he also the player that they were like winning and he was like one rebound away from a triple double?
I think so.
Was it him?
It sounds right.
So it goes back to his own rim.
He was like Shaqed and a fool before that was a thing.
Yeah. He's from Chicago too.
Yeah.
He was a stat padder before there was such thing as a stat padder.
Yeah. Gotta respect it.
Before we even knew it. Like you said, Pat, looks like both teams kind of top heavy. But if I had to go with who's going to take this dub, I'm going to have to go with Stephen A. Team.
Okay.
You know, they got a baller in Quavo.
I think so, too.
I'll go with Stephen A.
Right? I think that's about fair. Should be entertaining regardless, though.
Yeah, I mean, I usually watch it.
I'm excited for you to send us all the picks. Are you going to take
I'll be far away, but I'm not going to be, like, by the court or anything.
Oh,
I'll be,
not?
Like, on the concourse. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because we just have a table. But, I mean, you never know. We'll see.
He'll see everybody walking by, you know?
Potentially,
I told Pat, man, every time someone, you know, walks by, give him a little pat on the back. And
the sticker.
And put our sticker on their back.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, what the hell?
I'll do it. All right. Got my business cards ready.
There you go.
I'll get my stickers ready, and we'll be good to go.
There you go.
I love it.
But, yeah, that's the celebrity game.
Did you say who you're going to go with?
Stephen A.
Stephen A? Okay.
I can't go with Wilbon, man. We got beef. He doesn't know it, but.
What's your beef with Wilbon?
Yeah. I just don't like him.
I don't like him that much either. I don't care that he's from Chicago.
He hypes up Chicago when the teams are doing well, and then when they suck, he's like, oh, I knew they were going to suck. I don't like him.
He doesn't ride.
He's not a ride or die.
Fake.
Yeah, he is.
A fake fan.
Yeah, I'd say he's fake.
Fair weather.
Wilbon, use a fake.
And he likes to name drop people all the time. It's annoying.
Does he?
I had a close relationship with. Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. Yeah.
And then the following day, we are. Wait, is there anything going on at the U.S.? Oh, no, never mind. It's still the same day, actually. We're going to have the Rising Stars.
It's good.
I'm actually really excited for that. I would love to go see it, but price tag's a little hefty, man.
Did you look at the Rising Stars? How much that was?
How much they want?
Yeah, I didn't look at that.
Minimum $100.
Yeah, it's not worth
it. Not terrible, but I don't know.
I'd say that's the best like bang for your buck.
I think
if you're going to go to an event and don't want to spend a shitload.
Because they're actually going to put in work. They're actually going to play the win and
kind of entertain
as well.
Yeah, and there's so many good young players, so
exactly.
That'd be fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, to start with, man, right off the bat, Zion Williamson on the USA side, coming in from the Pelicans, and then we got Trae Young, and then a fellow rookie in Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Kendrick Nunn from the Heat, Eric Pascal, no, Pascal?
I think it's Pascal.
Think,
yeah.
Devontae Graham, who's been lighting it up this year.
Yeah, he has.
And then Miles Bridges, PJ Washington, who a lot of people are really high on. And then Tyler Hero, but he is being replaced by Colin Sexton because of an injury.
What was his injury? Or is his injury?
Something in his leg, lower.
I was going to say, yeah, there's something wrong with him. He hasn't been playing well.
I think he's been out for 3 games now, maybe?
Yeah.
Damn.
I would love to see him because, you know, he's got the green light with the Heat. and he would have had the green light on this on the Rising Star Challenge as well.
Yep.
Everybody has a green light.
Yeah.
In the world.
That's a solid team though, US. Damn.
Who we got in the world, Dean?
Oh, we got Luka Doncic.
Hell yeah.
That already gives me like, all right, they already won this game. RJ Barrett, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They got a stacked lineup. I don't know who this other guy is. Nikhil.
Yeah, Alexander Walker. Alexander He's not that well known.
Brandon Clark, Rui. Hachimura.
Hachimura.
What is he? Is he Japanese?
Yeah.
He damn.
Yeah. Represent.
Is he the first?
He went to Gonzaga.
Yeah.
He's from
Gonzaga.
Damn.
I can't think of anybody else from.
We were talking about this like months ago, but there's like one other guy or something.
Yeah,
he plays for
Memphis.
Oh, there's another guy in the league now.
I don't know if he's probably on the
G League team.
G League team, but I know there's another fellow Japanese player.
I didn't know that.
Mo Wagner.
Mo Wagner, yeah.
Shout out University of Michigan. Oh God, how do you say this one?
Svi Mykhailiuk.
Ooh.
What is he? Ukraine.
Yeah, he went to Kansas.
Oh, the Ukraine.
He was really good at Kansas. He lights it up.
He can shoot.
Yeah, he can shoot really well.
Sounds like a guy who can definitely shoot.
That's his game. He's pretty athletic too, though.
Josh.
Sneaky athletic.
Who the hell is this?
Akogi.
Okay.
That's one of the guys we did for the what country
Nigeria.
Is he from?
And then who's this Italian?
Nicola
Milan. Gotta have an Italian in there. So definitely I'll take the world on this one.
Yeah, now Melly is
Luca.
Melly is replacing DeAndre Ayton. I would have kind of liked to see DeAndre Ayton because I think with him it would have been a little more fair.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of lopsided, no?
I think it's Luka and then like the rest of the guys are not that great.
That's
like,
right.
RJ Barrett.
No, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is good.
That's about it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's like Luka, RJ, and Shai.
Shai, yeah.
And
that's pretty, I mean, those guys aren't bad, but.
But look at the other team, though, man.
Yeah.
You got Zion. You got Trae Young.
Kendrick Nunn's good.
Ja Morant. These are, like,
Devontae
proven
Graham.
Players that's, like, actual either starters or, like, you know, pretty significant role player for the. However, for the other team, it's, like, best role player, some bench players. So I think, therefore, I'll have to take Team USA.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
I feel like this is more lopsided than it has been in, like, past years.
I agree.
Because I feel like the world won maybe last year, a couple years ago.
Yeah, maybe.
Markkanen was in it. They won. So that must have
last
been
last year or two?
2 years ago when he was a rookie.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think they won it.
Yeah.
That's when everybody was high on Lauri Markkanen. Well, just to throw this in, I've heard he's won it out, but I'm not sure if that report is accurate.
I did hear that, too. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't blame him.
Me neither.
The organization is shit.
Me neither.
I thought about this today. Like, I haven't actually sat down and watched the Bulls game in like at least two years now. It's been two seasons.
I'll put them on once in a while, but definitely not as much as I used to. I'd way rather watch other games.
And I haven't
obviously.
Been to a game. No, actually, I went to a game. It was a free ticket, but like the last time I actually like wanted to go to a game was when they were in the playoffs against the Celtics when they still had Jimmy Butler.
Oh.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, I remember.
That was 2017 when they had D-Wade. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With
is
Rondo?
With Rondo,
is that the series against IT?
Yep.
Where they were up 2-0?
Yeah,
yep.
I was at one of that game. And
yeah, I think you were at that game.
That was, I think, yeah, like you said, that's probably my last Bulls game at
least. No, we went to the one against the Heat. Wasn't that in 2018?
Was it after?
Yeah.
You mean, you talking about Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah.
It could have been.
It was 2018. I know
it was.
Was
it? Okay.
Yeah.
So that was my last Bulls game.
I went. Did I go this year? Yeah, I was just there. It was a home opener, actually. They got smoked by the Raptors. They lost by like 20.
I remember that.
20.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gone to a Bulls game. They got to show me something, man. Bulls, if you're listening.
I'd rather go to a Hawks game at this point.
Yeah.
Not
like,
that the Hawks
are
playing well either, really, but.
The United Center is shit right now.
I mean, more excitement.
It's nice,
hockey,
but it's, what's that?
More excitement to watch hockey than.
Hell yeah, than a shitty NBA team.
Yeah,
easily.
I guess, yeah.
I would way easier.
I don't know.
I'd way rather go to a Hawks game, but.
Yeah, first time going to the Hawks game, and I think I've been to two or three already.
That is fun.
It's just really exciting, man.
It's like fast-paced the whole time.
It is
exciting.
I'll give it that. It's exciting.
We have previously mentioned that. I feel like we should go before the season ends.
I'm down.
You okay. Know?
Gotta look into it, but.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And I don't think the tickets are too bad.
Yeah.
Price yeah, I was looking. They weren't too bad. Okay. They really weren't too bad.
Maybe I mean, they suck, so yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe our maybe our sticker sales will, you know, jump
I'm
up.
Leaving it. If we go, I'm leaving it at one of the seats. I'm definitely okay. Leaving it. Like a sticker on a seat.
Put it on someone's back.
Yeah.
That'd actually be pretty good because then a bunch of people will see their back as they're walking out.
Exactly. Free advertisement.
Hell yeah.
I'm putting it in the men's bathroom.
Above the urinal.
Yeah.
Not in the urinal, though. You don't have people pissing on us.
No, not in the actual. No, I'm going to put it like on the.
Next to the mirror
the
or something.
Stalls. Yeah. All the stalls.
All the stalls are getting it.
Okay. Yeah.
What the fuck is
so
going
look
on?
For us in the bathroom if you guys are ever in the UC bathroom.
call for a good time.
Someone just pissing and they see our faces.
Call for it. Yeah. I'm going to put call for a good time.
No, it's you never know what you're going to see. I this is going completely off tangent, but a couple of years ago I went to like two or three different concerts and that was at the UC. And I saw the same individual every single time. And ooh. it was Danny Woj.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I saw him like every single time and it was in the bathroom, dude.
That's funny.
I thought it was really
weird.
What
are you guys doing in there?
Yeah. After a while it doesn't sound like a coincidence.
Yeah, after the all right, yeah. Conversation over. I don't wanna get exposed. Yeah, so those are gonna be the events on Friday. And then it only picks up from there. And then on Saturday we got the 3-point contest, the dunk contest, and the skills challenge. And you can run us down what the lineup is looking like for the skills challenge, Pat. Who we got?
Oh, thanks for nominating me. Yep. I feel like I'm in class right now.
You're nominated
for the skills challenge. Popcorn. I'm gonna start shaking, like taking forever to read, like one of those kids.
Damn,
Patrick Beverly. I don't know why he's
Chicago
there,
native.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Sabonis.
Okay.
Chris Middleton.
Okay.
Jason Tatum. Bam Adebayo. Adebayo, whatever you want to say.
Spencer
Dinwiddie and Pascal Siakam.
Holy shit.
Is that 8?
Yeah,
that's only 7.
No, that's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Am I missing one? Oh, D. Rose was going to be in it, but he dropped out. Did they ever find a replacement? Oh,
yeah, they. I thought, not Beverly. Who was it? So yeah. Oh no, Dimwitty's is replacement.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought there should be 8 though. Whatever.
Whatever.
Either way, I mean, I feel like this isn't as much like firepower as there usually is in this competition.
No, I feel like not that much excitement or buzz really. I mean, there is.
There's people
somewhat, but
I don't know. People don't care about it as much anymore. I feel like
in this city, because the Bulls suck, basketball is not.
Yeah,
it's not
talked about as
talked
much.
About.
Actually,
yeah. It's not. Well, it's talked about, but it's not as exciting.
Yeah, I agree.
The replacement for D Rose is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, it is okay.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
So
good for him. I'm a fan. I like him.
Yeah, he's a good player.
That is four
guards like
and
four bigs.
Right?
The bigs have been like killing it recently.
Yeah, last
like Jokic,
year.
Didn't Jokic win 1 year?
Jokic is the shit.
Maybe.
Did Cousins win it 1 year too?
Boogie? Maybe.
Yeah, he might have. It's not even about like being fast. It's just like making the passes in there on your
Jason
first try.
Jason Tatum won it last year.
Oh, he did?
Spencer Dinwiddie won it the year before.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then Kristaps Porzingis won it the year prior.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
And in 2016, Cat won it. So there has been 2 years in a row where a forward did win it. And then 2 years where a guard has. Wait, is Jason Tatum? Is he a forward?
Yeah.
He's a forward.
Small
yeah.
forward,
okay.
I guess.
So last year a forward won it then.
But is he considered one of the bigs?
He is.
Okay.
Siakam, Sabonis.
I mean, he's more of a guard than a big guy, but.
Adebayo. It's a give or take between Jason Tatum or Chris Middleton. I would say.
That's who you're
Jason.
Taking?
No. I'm saying. Oh, sorry. Should have reworded that.
Oh.
For a forward.
Gotcha.
Either Tatum or Middleton. Probably more so Tatum.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, it's not the main event of the night for sure. And then I feel like it's just kind of a toss-up. Like
yeah, I mean,
I
don't
really
know
really
who I'd pick, honestly.
I really can't give you who I think is going to win.
I feel like Gilgeous-Alexander's going to win.
If I want anyone to win, I'm just going to ride with Miami, man.
True.
Bam, but he's very skilled.
Yeah,
he
wouldn't be surprised.
Only thing I'd be worried about is a three-point shot.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to go with I'll go with Siakam.
Okay. I like that.
That's pretty good.
I like Siakam.
No one takes the former champion, Jason Tatum.
Nah, he's not going to repeat.
I don't think so.
I like Siakam.
And I think it's too up in the air to really to be easy event to
No, definitely repeat. Not. They don't have the event that they used to have before the Skills Challenge anymore, right? Like
What's
where
that?
They used to shoot from different spots as like a team.
I really
like
yeah,
I like
that
one. I love
that
one. That
was one
as
of
a
the
kid?
Best.
Yeah, that was
they
like
would
my
have
favorite.
A current player. They'd have that
a
one
legend.
Team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A legend.
And then like
current.
A woman's player, right?
And then
from that
player,
city.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That was cool.
That was cool.
So
I don't know why they did that.
I don't know.
They do that
and they did you guys ever watch the horse that they used to have?
The
they only
horse?
Did that. They played horse. Like NBA
okay.
players. I never really watched it, though.
I don't remember that.
I think it was like under the radar. Like they wouldn't even really like televise it. Or it'd be like during the day or something.
Oh, okay.
But I know they did that a couple years, too.
No, but it's funny you bring it up because I totally forgot about that event.
Yeah, I loved it. It was cool.
They should, if they don't do it, they should definitely bring it back.
I agree.
If they do it, I am
True.
Really looking forward to it.
I feel like they haven't been doing it the last couple of years.
Yeah. NBA, bring it back. Adam Silver,
come on.
Silver,
come
you're
on,
a good commish. Bring it back.
Yeah, come on.
It's in Chicago. Bring it back. And like we said, it's not the main event. The main event, depending on who you're asking, is going to be a dunk contest or the three-point contest.
Yeah, I'd say a dunk contest.
I'm kind of excited for the three-point contest.
I think
me too. I always like watching three-point contests too.
Good shooters.
Yeah, exactly.
Always.
They're all. I mean, yeah. There's always going to be new good shooters to put in there. So.
I think eventually the three-point contest is going to take over the popularity of the dunk contest because the way the game's trending.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the slam dunk contest is, other than the year that Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon had, it's been really like, eh.
It's like some years it's good and some years it's not. I don't know.
Uh-huh. It's not
but
even
there's
close
some
to what
good
it used
competitors
to be.
In it this year. I mean, I don't know what you guys want to talk about first. We'll probably do three-point first.
Three-point, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's good competitors in there, too.
There is.
Like there always is.
We got
the like you need stars, and then the three-point contest. There's stars. There's nothing in the dough. Who do they got? Nobody.
There's kind of stars.
Who? I mean, Aaron Gordon's not like oh. Aaron's
no, I know. I'm saying for the three-point, there isn't that many.
We got they got Lillard at least, and then they got
Lillard.
Oh no,
anymore.
Booker instead of.
I mean, Booker's
that's
still
a star though. Yeah.
Oh Trey, no, it's Booker's
Booker
not
instead of Lillard because Lillard got hurt.
Trey Young's still a star.
Trey Young, yeah.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine, borderline.
Yeah.
Exciting player to watch.
Definitely.
Not a star.
But, like, the dunk contest, there's not.
Yeah.
There's pretty much nothing.
No, that's when, like, the injury aspect comes in. You know?
True.
Like I would have really loved freaking Zion Williamson, dude.
He might do it eventually.
Another thing I heard this morning was, like, because this year's like rookie class has been so kind of exciting,
mm-hmm.
what if they had like an all rookie either a dunk contest or like a all rookie some kind of like a challenge? But a dunk contest would be crazy to see, man.
Yeah, Ja, Zion.
Oh my gosh.
Who else?
I
don't know.
Even Jackson Hayes, I feel like. Would
yeah, that's
he
true.
He can fly, dude.
He can.
He's freaking crazy athletic.
Then he wouldn't be complaining about how he's not in the Rising Stars Challenge because he'd be in a different one.
That's yeah.
Right, exactly.
No, he's acting like a little bitch. Relax, dude. It doesn't matter. He was like crying about it. He's like, honestly, the NBA's political as shit. It's bullshit. He's like swearing.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he say
he's like, fuck the NBA, honestly, or something like that.
S-M-I-C? I don't want to say
that.
Yeah,
I think he did say that.
He said S-M-I-C.
Or D.
Really?
Maybe.
Or D.
P.
Yeah, he
no,
say
I don't
P.
know. I don't think he
you
said
that.
He
didn't say that.
That'd be weird.
The proper term for it. No, he said
he
SMID.
Was, yeah, he was very sensitive about it.
He's got to remember who's writing his checks, man.
Yeah.
He's going to get fined, no doubt. I don't know how much, though.
Yeah, I've never heard anything about
it. You should get a good fine for that. I'm like, who cares, man?
Why do they care that much? That game is not even like.
I understand.
It feels like a borderline all-star and you don't make it. I could see that. But for the Rising Stars Challenge, who cares?
I don't
shouldn't
know.
Be that big of a deal.
I mean, I think it's different for those young guys.
Yeah, true. They're
like
not
trying
gonna
to make an impact. Like, just because, like, Jackson Hayes, I don't know.
I don't think he deserves to be on the team, though.
I don't know if he was like a lottery, but like I kind of like the dog in him to be like, yo, like for them to be like, I think I deserved it.
Yeah, but he didn't say it like that. That was the only reason. He was just like crying about it, basically.
Yeah, he was just
like
Don't go out and talk like that. That's
just use it.
Not good.
Yeah, whatever.
Just ball out, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just use it as motivation. And
shut up and ball out.
Shut up and dribble. I'm just kidding.
Well, for the 3-point contest, we have Devin Booker in place for Damian Lillard, Buddy Hield, Trae Young, Joe Harris, the former champion, Duncan Robinson.
Oh, your
Zach
boy.
Levine,
Ooh,
Devontae Graham, Davis Bertans. I'm happy, dude. In all competition, there is at least one Heat player. I love it, dude.
Nobody cares.
I'm about to be repping every Heat You too, Dean, right?
No, I like the Heat. It's not that.
They're all gonna be last place. Easy money.
But they're in the competition, though, so they're showing they got...
Yeah, we got one guy in the 3-point contest. We're all good.
I'm pretty pumped, man. I'm pretty pumped.
For Zach?
Not for the Heat.
There you go.
Dude.
My man, dude. My man.
I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I might be in South Florida for around the first time. Around the first round.
Okay.
For the playoffs. I might make an appearance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I want to go. I mean, to watch... I mean, you're going to
watch them lose,
If you're going to be there, please watch a game for us.
I'm gonna go to a game if I go around that time.
All right, dude. Just make sure they have me on like FaceTime or something throughout
game. And I'm taking stickers with me too.
The whole game.
Oh,
hell
yeah. We going to Miami, baby.
Oh, he flopped. Anyways, yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
I think out of all the sporting events, I love playoff basketball. It's freaking awesome,
dude. It is.
I love.
I agree.
It is one of the best things in all the sports. Like
it's a great atmosphere.
And we've experienced very good times as well. You know, as fans, we've seen at least a couple games where it was, like, really a great game.
Yeah, I almost had a freaking heart attack in Milwaukee. It wasn't fun. They won at least, but damn, that was a good
game. The Bulls and the Bucks, right?
Oh, my God. That was a
double
game.
Double OT?
Double OT. Double
OT
playoffs.
Back when Rose was with the team. I mean, this was post 2. This is post
2015,
post torn meniscus.
Me, you, Merrick, and Mark.
He was kind of on the team.
Yeah, he was. He made an impact.
He was playing decent.
Yeah, but
he had a game. He had a good game that day.
Yeah, he did. But back to the 3-point contest. You guys have any favorites? Everyone here, obviously, a great shooter.
Thank you,
Pat.
You think Levine's
about us?
I don't know about Levine. You think he's a great shooter?
He's a good shooter.
Okay. I think he's a good streaky shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he catches fire, I think he can.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, that's why I got to pick a Chicago guy, so I'm
going
to go with him. If
I'm
we're
not
picking
going
anybody.
With Levine. He's not gonna, I don't think he's going to win.
No, I don't think so.
I think he'd make me proud.
I don't think he makes it past the first round. Or
I don't know how the rounds work, so. But probably.
Oh,
not.
Yeah. Speaking of that, actually, you can go ahead and choose your guy first. And then we'll.
No, I need to know how it works, actually.
Format?
Can you please explain it to me?
So they said. In addition to the 5 racks that we have traditionally, where 4 of them is going to be a regular, just 4 regular shots, 1 money ball, and then 1 rack with 5 money balls. And then in between the top of the 3-point line and the wing, they're going to have a spot that's going to be called the quote-unquote 3-ball. So it's going to be worth 3 points. However, it's going to be 6 feet behind the 3-point line, which doesn't change much because that's where people shoot from anyways.
Yeah,
especially looking at the list, like Trae Young, Lillard.
Dude, he's logo, dude.
Yeah.
He is logo.
He is.
Those two guys especially. Even like Buddy Hield. He'll pull up from there. Devontae Graham.
Zach
Levine. And then he'll get benched after doing that, but you never know.
Boylan's going to come out of nowhere during the 3-point. Sit your ass down.
Oh, my God. What a clown he is. God, I can't stand him.
Oh man.
He's like,
well, it gives
know,
me
man.
Hope. Maybe I could be an NBA coach one day.
Yeah, I mean, they gave him a job. Anybody
right?
could do that then. He couldn't even give the reporters a straight answer last night about
what did he do?
About Gafford. Because he's like, why don't you play him?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't
they're
know.
Like, well, they're
I'm
like,
doing.
Is he was he not healthy? They're like, no, he was healthy. Well, why did he play? Was he sick? Oh, he's got a, I don't know. He has to earn his minutes. Or I'm like, oh, get the my fuck God. Up, man. Jeez. I can't stand him, man. He's awful.
He's trying to do, I feel like he's trying to do so many things at once, you know, trying to sugarcoat one thing and trying to keep one thing undercover and trying to suck and kiss Paxson and Foreman's ass. And
suck and
from what from what I'm hearing, but I've been listening to radio, there's going to be a shakeup. I don't know if I believe it, though. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah,
I've heard this before.
Shakeup in what?
The front office.
Okay. Not the coaching, not just
the coaching staff. That
too,
I would assume
too.
At that point.
Well, yeah, he's got to go. The thing is this with the Bulls, once they start seeing that the attendance is dropping, they're
exactly.
not making, yeah, then they're going to make it.
That's a big thing this year.
They're like, oh, let's make another
yeah,
because
nobody goes to the games. Nobody
well,
wants
even
to see that
shit.
Well,
even we were watching the thing earlier, the TNT pregame show,
oh,
and
yeah,
they're in
yeah.
the House of Blues, and Barkley was talking about the Bulls, and everyone started booing.
Yeah, they
they're
suck.
Live on TNT. You know how embarrassing
they suck.
That is. Yeah.
And from the
I don't. But no, I would be booing too.
And from the view of the freaking crowd, we did not see a single Chicago Bulls jersey.
No,
yeah,
because in my
too.
Lifetime, there's never been a. The Bulls have always been consistently good. I've always looked forward to the Bulls. They've always been. I think there might have been 2 years when I was growing up. They didn't make the playoffs, and I think that was the year before they got Derrick Rose. And after that, of course, they got
yeah,
Derrick
I
Rose.
Yeah, I mean, like
in playoffs.
The early 2000s, they weren't good, but.
But yeah, I wasn't
that,
paying attention to
yeah,
the Bulls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I started watching in like 2003 when they started getting the good draft picks. Well, dang, Ben Gordon, Kirk
right.
Hinrichs started coming. Then yeah.
Yeah.
Also, another thing that I saw. I mean, as we just continue to shit on the Bulls.
yeah.
Another thing I saw was like. The developmental of the Chicago Bulls is still the same as it was like 3 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
Look at like.
Well, they have the same record as.
Yeah.
They had
like
two or 3 years ago
when they were
rebuilding.
Rebuilding.
And this
developing.
Year they're trying to make the playoffs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what Memphis is doing or what any other teams are doing
yeah.
that are trying to rebuild.
Thunder.
Yeah, the Thunder. I mean, look at the Thunder. They're 10 games over 500.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're loaded with draft picks. And they're a great team.
Yeah.
We can name multiple teams that has like flipped it around within months. Not even not
yeah.
Like
it's literally
season.
Months.
It's months.
Yeah.
Not and years. It, months.
And in like some cases, it's been freaking weeks. Where
so how many years is it
yeah.
since the Bulls have made
it.
The playoffs? Now it's gonna because they're not making it this year, obviously.
Nope.
The last year they made it was with Butler, Wade, and Rondo, right?
What was that,
16?
3
yeah,
four
so
years ago.
It's going to be, yeah. It's going to be 4
Well, they
years,
traded so. D-Rose. That was so 16-17. So 16-17 seasons, that was the last time.
Okay.
So it's going to
be
3 years pretty much.
Yeah.
Damn, that's wild,
that's
man.
The longest time in my life.
And they're not even really competitive either.
No, they suck. It's yeah, it's pretty sad.
So
Bulls, get your shit together.
The All-Star Weekend's the only thing that Chicago has going for us.
Yeah, at least we have that. It will be cool that it's here.
Exactly. However, it is very cold, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
yeah, I don't know how many people are going to be
Chicago's a fun city,
clubs.
But it's not really a fun city in February.
Exactly,
like,
man.
Like, nobody really
with
goes out that much.
The snow coming
No,
down.
It's I mean, just, yeah, nobody wants to freeze.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. But, hey, I still think, you know, even with the cold and the winter and the snow, Chicago's going to be popping this weekend.
Yeah, it definitely will be. Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's going to be popping. Okay.
It is. I think so. Wherever you go.
Yeah.
Wherever you go.
Might see a couple celebrities or players.
Yep. Oh, snap. They're
heading
to OT?
Yeah, they're heading to OT. Yeah. Kemba got kind of pissed that he thought he got fouled, but
oh, okay.
I don't know. I didn't see it. Yeah, check your local adult entertainment facility.
For Kawhi Leonard.
For Kawhi Leonard or James Harden.
Or James Harden.
Oh.
Yes.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. Definitely
Hall of Fame strip
right.
club goer. Got his jersey retired.
Got his jersey freaking retired.
That's right, dude.
In the rafters, man.
But you guys have a favorite as far as the 3-point contest?
I kind of like Joe Harris to repeat.
Okay.
I like Joe Harris.
It's possible.
If I wasn't going Joe Harris. I don't like the point guards in the 3-point competition. Like I don't know. I like them more like shooting guards or like small forwards. So I'd probably go maybe even like I don't know.
Are
Duncan Robinson maybe, I don't know.
Nah, maybe. I would like to see Hero in it, but obviously he's hurt.
Yeah.
That'd been a good one. He'll be in
Bertans
it next year,
maybe
year after.
Nah, you know who I like on
our Buddy? I don't know.
I feel like low-key. Nah, Buddy Hield was in it last year or 2 years ago, no?
I think so.
He's been in it before. Okay. I can
remember. Yeah.
Let me scratch that. Let me scratch that.
Scratch that.
Oh, Booker, too. I keep forgetting Booker's in it.
Yeah, but
instead of Lillard.
I don't know if he's really like the
spot up
shooter type.
But neither is Lillard. Well, he's not in it. I keep forgetting.
Lillard's just a shooter, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll take let me take a new face, Devontae Graham.
Okay.
He's been having a great year. One of the he's the MI like most improved
surprise.
Contender.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. They're all great shooters. I mean, they could go to anybody really.
That's right.
But yeah, Joe Flip Harris. He's repeating.
Joe Harris?
Who Dean? You getting, Dean?
For what, 3 point?
Yeah.
I thought I said Levine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
I got to pick some from Chicago.
I feel you.
I guess.
I got to show some love, I guess.
I guess so, man.
He's the only bright spot.
He is.
And then I think it's safe to assume dunk contest, the main event of the night.
Yeah.
It's exciting to have Aaron Gordon back.
Definitely.
Not so exciting to have the washed Dwight Howard.
Yeah,
I just don't think he has the legs in him anymore to kind of.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just thought of a good idea though. You know how he had the dunk with the sticker that one year?
Yeah.
Give him one of our stickers to put on the backboard.
Automatic 50.
They
dude.
Zoom in. Our logo's right there.
Our three beautiful faces. It's a wrap.
That'd be amazing.
It's a wrap, dude.
Dwight, hit me up. I'll DM him. Be like, hey, Dwight, I got an idea for a dunk.
Uh-huh.
Might not get a good score, but, you know.
Nah, they'll get a fabulous score.
They might. We'll see.
If he puts the sticker on there,
mm-hmm.
That's 50. At least 45.
For us, it would be. I don't know about the actual judges. But
I don't know. As long as
so
it's
like
a DDP,
sticker,
man.
And then, like, what would he do?
A dunk. That's what he did that one year. He literally just put a sticker and it was really lame, honestly.
It is kind of stupid.
It's not hard.
It's actually not that hard, yeah. You
no,
just
not
boom
at all.
Like that, yeah.
7 feet tall.
What he should do is stick the DDP sticker while doing a windmill with his right arm.
He could probably, maybe. He's got big hands.
Right?
He could palm it.
He can.
Yeah, so.
That's an idea.
He doesn't have Kawhi hands, but.
No, he's probably going to have Kawhi hands.
You think so?
He's like 7 feet.
No, Kawhi's, I don't
like
know.
Like we said, man.
I think Kawhi's
normally
has bigger hands than like
you know the,
even the tall guys.
Hey, what's that called?
It's wingspan?
Like wingspan. It's like
vertical.
The ratio of what an average human being's
your height to your
limbs.
Wingspan?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think Kawhi's is just like
double.
Ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
it's like 12 feet.
Joe is like ridiculous, man.
He's most like, NBA players are like that, actually.
Oh, like
their wingspan's like a lot taller than how tall they are.
Well, their wingspan, but
or
their
longer,
hands.
I mean.
Like Rondo's got freaking gigantic hands.
Yeah,
Kawhi.
That helps.
You know.
Yeah.
So one hand windmill while putting a DDP sticker.
Hey, we could make a meme out of this.
Straight
you gonna
50.
Make it, Turbot? What's up? You're gonna post something for us, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Make the meme out of Dwight.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and then
we'll send it to him.
In addition to Aaron Gordon and Dwight Howard, we have Derrick Jones Jr., another Miami Heat player.
Okay.
This man he floats.
He does.
He freaking. I don't know, dude. I think he's.
What year was he in it last time? It's like a couple of years ago now, right?
Yeah.
I remember he. I didn't know who the hell he was, but he was a great dunker. And now he actually plays, so.
He was in it?
He was in it, yeah. I feel like it was like 3 years ago now.
2017.
Yeah.
With the Suns.
Yeah. Jeez.
Wow.
But that's good. That's a good. He's a good contestant for sure.
He is. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, good for him, Derrick Jones.
He didn't win, did he?
No, he didn't.
No.
Took an L.
But,
the
my
main,
boy.
The main guy.
Pat Connaughton, baby.
Patty's
Let's
back.
Go.
Okay.
I love it. Sneaky athletic.
Where do you go to school?
White guys. He went to Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
He's got like a 40-inch vertical.
He can.
I mean,
yeah.
he's got to have
a
big vertical.
Great
he's going to be the dunk contest.
He was
baseball, too,
baseball
right?
guy, too, yeah.
What a guy, man.
He could have went to the MLB.
Yeah.
What a
guy. I love Pat.
Who was the
You love yourself?
Yeah.
Who was
gotta.
Who's the last white guy to be in the
Blake Griffin?
I want to say it was Chase Budinger, no?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
That was awful.
So
what
bad.
The hell was he doing in
he
there?
He was so bad, dude.
Oh, man. I forgot about that guy. Jeez.
I think he's been out of the league for about 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, I out remember of all the white guys to be in it, I feel like Pat, it's got to be like one of the best. Who else would be in there who's white?
The Brent Brown was in there.
You know who I would like?
Who?
Alan Lehman. He used to play for the Blazers. I believe he
That's
might be.
That's not his name.
Alan Lehman.
It's not Alan. I know it's something Lehman, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
you
can
right?
do. Yeah,
something Lehman.
Yeah, yeah. Jake Lehman.
Jake Lehman.
Yeah.
There you go. I think he's with the Grizzlies now, but I feel like he can.
Yeah.
From what we saw, I think 2 years ago when he was with the Blazers, he can.
Yeah.
He can jump. Damn. Aside from that, right off the bat.
Couldn't tell you.
No, I can't.
Brad Miller.
Yeah. Bring him back.
That'd be amazing.
Back from retirement.
They should just have a dunk contest full of like the most unathletic guys.
Oh my.
Just as a joke, just put it on like some like random ass channel.
It would be more
people
like
just
watch
on
it?
YouTube or something.
It'd be like a
yeah.
layup contest.
That'd be funny. Layup contest.
They can get really creative, I guess.
Get like I don't know, Kyrie in there or something. Guys who make like the craziest layups.
Yeah.
Kyrie, yeah, definitely. D-Rose.
Yeah, D-Rose.
That's right. But for the dunk, I'm going to take Aaron Gordon, man.
Okay. Not going to take your boy?
Nah, actually, give me a Derrick Jones Jr.
Okay.
I'll go with Pat.
Yeah, I'm taking Pat. Easy money.
Pat?
I don't think he's actually going to win, but.
No, he's far from it.
I feel like Derrick Jones Jr. is going to win.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah, me too.
I feel that.
I
feel the power.
I hope he doesn't, though. Nobody likes
will.
The Heat.
But he will, because the dunk contest is going to be a Heat player.
The Heater. They made a comeback. People like him, though.
Nah, I don't like him. And I'm everybody, so.
All right.
Someone's got to hate on him.
I guess so, man.
That's true.
And it's got to be Pat. But, yeah, so as far as the never mind. We're not done. My bad.
Damn.
I was literally about to wrap it up.
No.
We still got the main game.
Yeah, the main event.
The main event.
Go over
of
real
the
quick.
Weekend. The All-Star game, which is going to happen on Sunday, the 16th of February. Team LeBron James, Team Giannis Antetokounmpo. Did you guys tune into the draft at all?
I did.
I just watched it. I mean, I didn't sit there and watch it on TV, but I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, I was just like following
kinda
along
lame.
On Twitter.
I mean, nothing too exciting. I mean,
I mean, it's cool they televise it, but it's not my.
I guess I don't know how.
I don't
you
care.
I think they're
going to
stop doing that.
I don't know how you can make it so entertaining, you know?
It's just them picking players. Yeah.
It's like pickup, you know?
The only funny part of that was Giannis didn't pick James Harden because I want someone who will pass me the ball. That was funny.
Exactly.
That was great.
So right off the bat, when I saw the picks that LeBron and Giannis had.
What the hell was Giannis doing?
It was very questionable.
I saw a tweet that said, like, Giannis will never be a GM.
LeBron's team is so much better. Oh, my God, dude.
Kawhi, look at that shit.
Well, LeBron is basically a GM, so he's used to making those decisions.
Yeah. True. It is so much better.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wait, was it Giannis and LeBron last year, too? Or was it Steph?
No, it was Giannis and. It was Giannis and LeBron. Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say this is first time for Giannis. I'm trying to find excuses for Giannis.
No, there are none.
But I can't. So for LeBron, the GM himself, obviously himself. I think he. I want to say this is an order.
It is. I'm pretty sure it's an order.
Okay, so the starting five is untouchable, I believe, right? So LeBron, Anthony Davis, Kawhi, Doncic, and Harden.
Okay.
Devin Book was a replacement for Damian Lillard, which I think was probably LeBron's first pick. And then Ben Simmons, Nikola Jokic, Jason Tatum, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Domantas Sabonis. So you look at that team, no flaws. Like,
well, I'd hope not. It's an all-star team.
Yeah. It should be pretty damn good.
But like a pretty well-rounded team.
It is well-rounded,
you know?
For yeah. sure.
And just like people can shoot. They can, well, kind of.
Good big guys who can pass and shoot.
Right.
And
uh-huh.
And I like how it's all mixed up now. There's no East and
yeah,
because
the West would kill the East.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
In the last like 5 years, it would be West like every year easily.
True.
Yep.
But yeah, I like that too.
And then Team Giannis, I gotta have you present it, man.
Why? Because he's my fellow countryman.
Yeah.
Giannis, you picked. I'm not a fan of this one, but you picked Embiid. I like Siakam.
I think the starting five is set. So Giannis, Embiid, going
so
down to Trey is
Trey Young.
Set.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's automatic.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh yeah, it was
Trey Young.
So
it's okay.
So number five was would have been his first pick, I believe.
Yeah, that's his teammate. That makes
sense. Yeah, Middleton.
And he took Middleton, bro. First pick.
It's just because
he's got to, man.
Yeah.
I don't blame him though. They're good. They work well together.
True.
I mean, you go down.
He's not.
You draft two players and you come back, and I would say you still see Chris Middleton on that board.
Oh yeah.
You know
easily.
What I'm saying? Just he just picked him a little too early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But continue, Dean.
No. Yeah, we got Chris Middleton, Bam Adebayo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's Rudy Gobert. That's gonna be a good one. Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry. Lowry's having He's showing up for the Raptors, man.
He is.
Big time. Ingram, I think we can. I think Bradley Beal should be in that spot. And
okay.
Then Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
For the Utah Jazz. I like it overall. I mean, obviously, like we were saying, they're just. I think LeBron's team is way too stacked.
It's just.
Yeah, it's not really that fair.
It's not that fair.
Like,
I don't know what Giannis was thinking. What's wrong with you?
I think you look at this and LeBron's team is like the first team All NBA, and then
yeah,
Giannis is like second team.
That's
all
yeah,
funny.
No, it is. Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to. Yeah, just not a lot of star power. Like Middleton, you know, he's a solid player. Bam Adebayo, very good player. Rudy Gobert, very limited.
Yeah, he's not a good all-star game player.
Nah.
He's going to be boring to watch.
Yeah,
all he's going to do
is
dunk it, and they won't even be, like, cool dunks.
And then Butler, Lowry, Ingram, and Mitchell just,
yeah.
just meh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I love Jimmy Butler, but...
He's not a good all-star game player either.
He could have... Giannis could have picked better.
LeBron's team is
better.
Just way more, like, exciting.
It is. It just... Big name after big name.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like Hollywood versus Bollywood.
That's great. pretty much.
That, but yeah,
so.
Like you said, it's
pretty close.
It's the first team versus second team, pretty much.
Exactly. So I don't know.
Give me LeBron's team by 69 points.
Yeah, we should do predictions too. Wait, I don't know how we're going to do predictions because each quarter is different.
I just pick who's
going
to
win.
I got yeah LeBron. I think we all got LeBron as a clean sweep.
Team LeBron.
Watch, they're gonna lose now. I guarantee.
Yeah,
it.
You never know.
I mean, Giannis's team's gonna play hard.
True.
I think. But
maybe they will.
They do have a lot of like, I don't know.
Like yeah, like people that's like
grind
proving themselves.
Yeah.
You know.
Not like. Big star power like Russell Westbrook.
I could definitely see Giannis's team taking it more seriously.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I think, did he mention that? That was kind of like the team that he was looking to
maybe
make?
That's I
something.
Like that.
So if he did, he's kind of switching it up. Oh, and dude, congratulations to Giannis. He just had a baby boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Baby boy.
Is it the first?
Baby Charles?
Kid?
Yeah, it's his first one, yeah.
Yeah, his first one.
I need more to come for him, probably.
Papa Giannis, he's
going
to.
Think so?
Oh
yeah.
Over or under eight kids?
Under. I'll say, I'll go 7.5.
All right. I'll take the under two.
The last one is he's like 5 feet.
Yeah.
He's the last kid who's going to be considered a half is going to be above average and every other.
I know, I'm just saying that
because
there's
going to be giants, dude.
Oh, because in gambling terms, you say, 7.5. Yeah, 7.5.
Oh, true.
But yeah, so since. Oh, damn, I thought the dog fell. No, we're all good. yeah, since he's my people, at least three.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go three at least.
Congrats on the sex, Giannis. That's the only way to really prove it.
Yeah, it is.
Have a kid.
Hey, you don't need to. You don't need to do that though. Don't need to do that.
Well, actually,
to have
guys.
A kid. Oh my god! What are you gonna say?
Nothing.
Well,
nothing.
Who's
nothing,
taking
nothing,
this guy? Who's the MVP?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
MVP.
And how many points is the? Who's gonna have the most?
Oh my god, he's going off. Sorry.
MVP.
I got a good one.
Give me Luca.
Damn.
Oh, I knew you. Right when you said I have a good one, I knew that's what
Luca.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah, Luca's gonna ball out.
I was gonna say that too.
Okay, damn. If it wasn't Luca, who's gonna?
Yo,
get
my
it?
Phone just.
It's a good ass game.
Left.
Buzzer beater.
No.
Should we announce
sure.
it?
Yeah, hold up.
Who's doing the play 15, by play?
14.
Don't bite any hookers.
Combo with the ball at the
oh,
top.
Wait. Oh, it's already a tied game.
Oh.
Never mind.
Yeah, he just hit a three.
Oh, switch.
Never mind.
Tatum.
Let's sham it out.
Oh.
Step
him
back.
The shimmy.
Kiss myself.
Oh.
Got
oh,
fouled.
Foul?
Oh.
Ooh.
Double OT. Damn. Why are they trying so hard? Why aren't they in Chicago partying yet?
Damn, they could have called that, man.
Bunch of tryhards.
Dude, he's
livid.
He was freaking yell. I've never seen a player yell at a ref like that. Wow.
I think that last shot could have been called a foul.
Yeah, no. You could have technically called that a foul, but that would have been bullshit.
I guess in this. Oh, here's the game tying one.
Yeah.
Shame it.
This is great podcasting. Yeah. Nobody can see what we're talking about. Oh,
they could see it. They feel it.
They can look it up tomorrow.
True.
Holy shit, this guy's got a
good game.
Shame
big
it.
Ass forehead.
Damn, dude, he's
holy shit.
Shaman's got a seven head.
He does.
Oh, that's funny. Who you got for MVP?
Since we're all thinking Luca, we gotta
pick
somebody
someone
else. Well, let me check this out.
Give me my boy D Book.
No.
Hey, you never know. If Kobe was in it, he would win. Russell Westbrook's a big guy. He always goes hard.
I'm gonna go with Ben Simmons.
Okay.
What?
I could see him like
yeah.
stat can padding.
Like, he could
like 20
yeah.
assists.
Yeah.
I yeah.
can see it. Yeah, and he'll just have a bunch of dunks.
Low key.
End up putting up like 40.
Low key, I can see AD getting it.
Yeah.
I
could.
Oh, he's in Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, I hope he doesn't.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Man, he's still going off. Can't believe it.
Ooh, I can't believe it.
Wisconsin.
Ooh.
All right, we got to end
yeah,
this
sure.
All
right. Okay,
we're
so
going off
AD.
The tracks too much.
Off the rails.
Are you guys doing the picks?
No picks this week, I feel like.
No, there's
Mike,
no.
Did you pick any?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Oh, you did?
All right, let's
do you
I'll
want
do
to?
Them.
I was going
to
do different rules this time for the All-Star games. You know?
Okay.
You guys just
give him a mic.
Oh,
yeah.
We already kind of
did
this stuff.
Give him the mic, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Repeat yourself.
Give this man the mic.
So we have new set of rules for this week's picks.
Honoring Kobe and Gigi?
No, not because of that. Because, first of all, we don't have a lot of games. And secondly, I kind of wanted to include all the skills challenge and three-point dunk and all that stuff. So what I was thinking is you guys pick the winners. I'll write it down, and if you guys do pick a winner, it's 3 points instead of a 1 point, you know? If you guys don't pick it, you just don't get any points.
Okay.
And we also have a Team World versus Team USA, Team LeBron versus Team Giannis. Then I got two games, Nets, 76ers, and Bulls and Hornets on the 20th.
Okay.
So let's just start at the regular season games. Nets versus 76ers.
Who's home? 76ers?
Yep.
76ers. One of the best.
Yeah. Best home record in the league,
76ers.
I think. 76ers.
If
but they're absolute
unbeaten, Simmons
trash
don't coach
on the road.
True. They
they're like 9-20.
Yeah, they're awful.
Like
not great.
Second game is Bulls versus Hornets.
Oh, my God.
Where at?
Charlotte.
Oh,
Bulls,
the Hornets.
Hornets and Charlotte.
It's going to be another close game, but. The Bulls know how to blow all the games at the end, so
yeah, give
take
me
the
Charlotte.
Hornets.
I'll take the Bulls.
Oh,
okay. One of
whoa.
Us always does, and That person who picks the Bulls always loses.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Never have faith in the Bulls. Never.
First time going with the Bulls this year.
I think you've been with the Bulls before. We kind of already talked about Team World versus Team USA. I think we all did that one. Team USA, all in.
I said Team World.
Yeah,
I said Team World.
Yeah.
Where's your patriotism, bro?
Oh, man, I don't know. Yeah, we're going LeBron.
Yeah, Team LeBron.
It's a sweep. Get the broom.
Dunk contest.
I think.
Give me Pat Connaughton.
If we tie, we get
one. Yeah, I'm going to go with Pat, too.
I got to go with my boy.
Lou. That's a foul.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, imagine if they didn't call that.
What?
3-point? Yeah. Joe Harris, back to back.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. And then I took you took
Lonzo Graham.
Yeah, and I took the hometown. Took Zach LaVine.
Hometown.
Gentleman.
Hometown.
Kid.
Bum.
Yeah. Bum.
Why you hate? Why you're a hater?
Oh, he's not a bum.
You're a hater.
No, I was gonna try to turn hero into some.
Hero ain't in it because he's a bitch.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of it.
He's a player.
Skills? I don't even remember who I picked.
I took Siakam.
Okay. Oh, do you know who you picked?
Let me take a look.
I don't know who's even in it.
Let me try. We were talking about that yesterday. Shit. Who'd you guys pick?
I don't like any. I don't like it. I don't want to pick any of these guys.
Did we even pick?
Oh, you took Bam.
Oh, you took Bam. Yeah.
I did.
You took Bam Bam.
Bam, Bam, Bam.
Patrick? I don't know. Who's the other guy who we don't have on the list? Oh, shit, I got Gilgeous.
Oh, yeah, that's SGA. Right. Yeah, yeah. That's why you
I did pick
him. Because it was on the, on the list.
See? Okay. Thank you.
I got you, Pat.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
So what about the celebrity game, bro?
Who gives?
Yeah, who gives a shit? Get the fuck out of here.
So,
Stephen A. Soliloquy.
I feel like I was going to say something.
I don't know.
Say something, say baby.
I'm giving up on you. Well, I'm really looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, me too. I will be there Friday night for the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Challenge. So if you guys are out there, come say hi. I'll be on the concourse there, so at a table, dressed up in my Sky Polo.
Mm-hmm.
Come say what up.
If we if you let us in, we'll come say hi.
I don't have the power for that.
How much is the ticket to this thing?
The Celebrity Game?
Free?
Shit, I wish.
No. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not paying.
I know you're not paying.
They're not paying me either.
I know for sure for the Rising Star Game it's like $100.
Okay.
I feel like Celebrity can't be that much.
I thought they would like 75.
For what?
What the?
Wow.
For what is?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, it's starting.
All-Star Game? I saw
like 1,000.
Yeah, I saw like 1,200 or something.
That was the lowest. Oh, well. I'm about to max out my credit card just so I can go.
Damn.
Not worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I would go Saturday night if I was going to go to one of them.
True.
You get yeah, I would.
Yeah.
It's the longest, too, no?
Yeah.
Right?
And some, it's a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
And you could see, like,
but
more players
and
everything.
It's also a trap, though, man. When you go there, you got to get food. You got to get drinks.
That's like any sporting event.
Yeah, it is. That's how they get
you. You're already balling out. You're spending so much money. Just
You got to have that mentality, like, screw it.
Yeah, or just
I want this,
really
I want
be
that.
A good sport and don't get anything. But I never do that.
You can't.
At least 2 beers.
It's physically impossible.
For $25. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even more than that.
God,
30 bucks.
Yeah.
You're
I
at least.
I don't doubt it, man.
Fucking
especially
40,
at the UC.
$40
oh
for a freaking beer, man.
Yeah, dude. You know they're hiking it up at least a dollar or two.
Oh. Yeah, oh, yeah, for the game. Yeah, I'm sure. It's going to be like $18 for
a
beer or something.
Because a 16-ounce Bud Light, you're looking at $10.25, I think.
Okay.
For the All-Star Weekend break, I want to say...
How about you be like 15?
$11.50.
Okay. People will pay it.
No, they will.
Yeah, so
it's crazy.
It is.
I would pay it too, but I just whine a lot. you know.
Oh, I'm like, this fucking sucks, but you still buy it. So
get two, you can get 12 beers for that price of one, pretty much.
Yep.
And for insane. One Bud Light too.
And it's a Bud Light. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're drinking piss on top of it.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Decent beer.
UC, do better.
Yeah.
Do everything. A lot of
venues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Everything else. Well, kept this going on for a little bit. A little bit longer than
we got the
we thought.
The chop your neck off.
yeah.
Fucking
cut it
please
off.
Please stop talking.
All right.
I guess it's a wrap.
It is a wrap.
All right, guys.
Happy All-Star weekend.
That's right. And aren't happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Aren't you going to say your magic words for Valentine's Day?
Magic
stay hard.
Words?
I didn't know that fucking guy says that or
who?
The guy that
Goggins?
Stay hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's this fucking guy?
Don't fuck with Goggins. He'll kill your ass.
He doesn't know me. Hang on, do shit.
Stay hard.
Yeah,
stay.
Right. I got to switch
hard.
It up then. I don't like
stay
it.
Stay strong. Stay hard.
Stay solid.
Stay erect.
Stay stiff.
Remain erect. Oh, stay. Stiff it up. Something
stay.
Like that.
No, you don't want to be stiff.
Flaccid.
No. Never. Come on.
Is that never?
I don't know.
I'll think of something for next week.
You could use it. Who cares?
I don't.
Goggins is cool.
Okay. Maybe we could make a thing out. I'm done. See you guys.
All right. This is. All right.
All right. See you
later.